Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about last week's City Council meeting. Knoxville City Council meeting Monday night. A lot of things happened, not too many points on the agenda, but first off, we'll start off the rezoning of the property at 502 East Main, been zoned to multi-residential. This is a big moment for the city, adding new houses and hopefully attracting a developer or contractor to maybe do this in the future, right?
Yeah, we are excited to offer more housing in the community. It's our biggest concern, or one of our biggest concerns. And so we're always looking to address that problem of the lack of housing in the community. So this is a good opportunity for that. The rezoning really just made sense. This was the only commercially zoned lot on that block. It's surrounded by residential properties. So this made sense to bring it back in line with those. And it will allow a little more flexibility for the development project moving forward to add that density, something that we recognize as an issue for the community. And so definitely, I think, a good move there.
The big issue and probably the most time-consuming issue was the agreement with Red Lion Renewables. For those listeners who aren't familiar, this is a solar energy project for the city. Walk through what it will provide for the city, and it's a long-term agreement.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for the city to have solar infrastructure added to some of our facilities here in the community, generate some renewable energy, and so it's set up in a way that Red Lion Renewables will actually install, own, and operate those panels. And so instead of paying a power bill to MidAmerican or any other utility, we would actually pay for the power generated, pay Red Lion Renewables. And that brings a little bit of a savings. And I guess I should also stipulate that there's no upfront cost to the city on this. So as owner and operator, Red Lion provides all of that. And so it gives the city a small break on their utilities. It also gives stability in that a rate structure is built in. And so we'll know what our bill is today. We'll know what our bill is in the future. And then the city does have the opportunity to actually purchase the solar panels and the infrastructure and then own it and not pay for the power that's generated, just be responsible for the maintenance. So it gives some options to the city. But I think while there will be maybe some small savings, it's really not about the finances as much as it is about bringing that renewable energy, trying to do things that'll be environmentally conscious, and bringing that stability to our rates going forward. And so the council had the discussion last night to decide whether to enter into a contract that will put us on that path to these solar projects.
MidAmerican Energy also presented their opposition to the project. Just kind of tell us what their viewpoint was and what they said to the council and the council's response to that proposal from MidAmerican.
Yeah, we did have some representatives from MidAmerican, and you know, they wanted to present their side of things. With it being a public meeting, absolutely part of their prerogative and their right to do that. And I think our mayor and council want to hear all viewpoints and make an informed decision. And I think that really represents the crux of their position, was that maybe the city was being hasty or making a decision without all the facts. And so they wanted to present their side of things. And I certainly would want to give credit where it's due. MidAmerican is making very conscious efforts with its renewable portfolio and expanding that. And so they have a goal of reaching 100% renewable energy. And so kudos to them. And we will still use them. We will be connected to the grid. Our system is purposely set to be about a 90% offset. That is to say, generate about 90% of what we use. And so that helps keep it cost effective for us. And so we will still be using MidAmerican, and we want to continue to be good partners with them. And so they did present some of their concerns. Ultimately, I think the council didn't feel like they were rushed necessarily, or at least those folks who voted in favor of the project. This is something we've been discussing since April, and so there's been some opportunity to have presentations and get to know how this power purchase agreement would work. And so I think they felt comfortable. We did actually have a council member who had some concerns, and I do understand that, wanting to make sure he understood. But ultimately the majority of the council decided that it was time to push forward. There are some time considerations to the project and wanting to get it done, if possible, in this year. So I think the rest of the council did feel comfortable moving that forward, and so that's how the vote went.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.